Thank you, Doc.
Come, O Lord, and answer prayer.
I got it in a second.
Oh, Okay.
Where's this from?
This is from the Holy Bas Ayin, which was the yard sale a few weeks ago. We'll get there. We're almost there. For Shalema, for Michal Aaron, Ben
Chana.
As the Shem Yisparach, and for Siad Shemaya, for us and all our families, for Klai Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael, for Fuas and Shuas Mamish. Okay. Thank you, Rav David, for Mamish. For opening our hearts, as you do every week, with your nagunim and with your leif, mamish. Sometimes I feel like you get like the Torah before you get the sheet. Like he gets the nagunim, like he started off with Shema Koleinu, not knowing that the whole Torah tonight is going to be on Yom Noram. Mamish Yom Noram. I'll start off with the mic. You guys know yesterday, today was Chaf Kislev. Yitzchak Kislev, Chaf Kislev, very big day. Amen. Very big day in Chabad. The day that the Rebbe got out of jail, the Alter Rebbe, they called the Rosh Hashanah of Chassidus. Okay, I don't want to go through it, but it was a very, 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 very special day. So I'll just say a story to start off the Torah. There's a boy who was a very, very, very not in a good place in one of the Chabad yeshivas. He was in the 30s or 40s. And they asked the Friedrich Rebbe, they asked the sixth Rebbe, right, the Rebbe's father-in-law. So that's the Rebbe, the Rebbe's father-in-law, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak. They want to ask him, like, it's time for him to leave the yeshiva. He's having a really bad influence on everyone else. It's time for him to leave. He said, okay, give me one more chance, the Friedrich Rebbe. Let me give him one more chance. It's right before Pesach. It used to be back in the yeshivas, the kids didn't go home for Pesach. The kids would stay in yeshiva for Pesach. He said, I want him to be in charge of everything in the kitchen for Pesach. Cleaning, all the meals, everything. And the Rebbeim were like, are you sure? Like, the kid could barely, like, he doesn't come to Seder. Like, he's bad influence. I don't know, he's doing crazy things. So no, this is what I want him to do. And tell him that it came from me. What happened was, after Pesach, it was like Jekyll and Hyde. You know Jekyll and Hyde? It was like Esav and Yaakov. Before Pesach, he was Esav.
Yeah.
And after Pesach was Yaakov. What happened? So they all go into the kid's a different kid. He was running the kitchen, he was running everything, making sure there's no chametz, everyone had matzah, everyone had the seders, it was beautiful. So what happened? They run back to the Friedrich and Rebbe, and they said, Rebbe, what did you do? Why did you have that request? He said, that kid, his entire life, everyone's telling him how bad he was, how bad he is, all the things that he's done, all the bad influences he's been. But I needed him to start feeling accomplished. I needed him to start to feel good about himself. And when he sees that he was going to be in charge of the entire yeshiva, of all the bachrim, say there's 200, 300 guys in the yeshiva, it made him feel good. Like, wow, he took care of the yeshiva. And once he had that one little spark of feeling good, now he was able to understand like how much potential he really has. I really feel like that story really, really, it's really what being a Jew is all about, but it's really what Chanukah is all about. We said this last week, but we'll say it again. Anytime that a yontif corresponds throughout the year, you have to look at the parshios of that week to try to get a Chanukah message, or a yontif message. We said last week, Vayeshev, Vayishlach, Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash, they all always around Chanukah, so there's a Chanukah in the parsha. Pesach's always around Tzav, Vayikra, Tzav. So there's Pesach in those parshios. Truma to Tzav is around Purim, there's always Purim messages hidden. Right, the Ritzadik and all the Sadiqim say that the Kriya is more of this month. So we have to take a little deeper look into the Yeshev to try to see the Chanukah message. So if you look inside, Ephraim, we had this chus of having a big rabbi a few years back in Rabbi Ephraim Waxman, very, very special. So he said this Torah, and the first time I heard the Torah was from Rav Weinberger, but the Torah is so beautiful. This is part of the sections in probably the number one section in the entire Torah that's skipped. Now I got everyone's attention. The whole story of Tamar and Yehuda, right?
Oh yeah.
So what happens is skipped, and then when my eighth grade rabbi did it, he got a few calls from the parents, letting them know their opinions. It was a little aggressive. So Lamaisa, at the end of the day, up he pshat Yehuda, for some reason, we don't know understand what happened, but we know from this relationship Mashiach comes.
Yeah,
Mashiach is born from this relationship. So we've grown up with a mentality of just looking at the simple explanation. But the Bas Ayin here literally says something so deep and so special that when we're gonna read this Mirtz Hashem on Shabbos, you're gonna be like, I completely did not see that coming. So look inside. The Pasuk says on the bottom of page one. This Vahi Kimishosh Chadashim is after 3 months after they were together, Yehuda and Tamar. Yehuda and his daughter, not Tamar. Yeah. You got Yehuda Lamor, and they told Yehuda Zanza Tamar Kalasecha. They tell Yehuda Tamar has committed the worst. She's pregnant. She's committed Gilui Arayos. She's committed adultery. Vayomer Yehuda Hotziel V'Sisarif. She should be taken out. Let her be burned. Good. We could just stop right there and call it a night. No, that's not what happens. What happens is that Tamar is taken out. You don't have the psukim here, but I'm just going to read it. And what does the psukim say? Who mutzes v'yishalcha al chamel leimor? She's being taken out, and she wants to send the word to her father-in-law. She'ela lo anochi arav atomar haker not recognize whoever this hachosemes v'apsilim v'hamata ela. Whose are the signet, this rap, and his staff? What happened was she took like collateral from the guy from Yehuda when they were together. Ayakar Yehuda ayomar sarka mimeni. Yehuda sees that it's his staff and it's his signet. It's a signet. It's his sign, his stamp. And it's his rap. Says, actually, Saka Mimani, she's more righteous than me. At the end of the day, he says, don't burn her. Don't kill her. Because I was, imagine, she was ready to be burned and she would not call out her father-in-law. She would not to embarrass someone, I would never do it. I'm trying to say, whoever this is, they should take responsibility. Says the Kisvei Arizal. The Arizal from Tzfat, about a few hundred years before the Basayan, who's from Tzfat as well. So if anyone's ready to go to Tzfat, let's go to Tzfat together. Third line down. Ma'ik mishos chadosh v'yigadu yuhu lemer zan zatom, ahinei, isa b'kisvei Arizal, she'ikr sof gemara chesima hi b'chanukah. The ikr closing of the gates of the Yom Noram is not Yom Kippur. Not Ne'ilah, and it's not Hoshana Rabbah. Those are the gates that everyone knows about. But the real, real, real inner gates are really the end of Chanukah. All the Sama Kedushim talk about this. Think about it. What's Shlosha Chadashim? We are in Tishrei, Cheshvan, and Chanukah comes at the end of Kislev. 3 months. So what happens after 3 months? It's not just talking about in the... let's say the Torah outside, we'll say it inside. It's not just talking about the story of Yehuda and Tamar says the Bas Ayin at the end of the day. That some of us maybe, you know, we were so inspired, Shoshana Yom Kippur, Shana Rabba, I was in Eretz Yisrael and Yom Kippur, it was great, I was in Yerushalayim. We all have, you know what happens? We go up, and then Cheshvan comes, and
yeah,
we go up, and down, down. We come here Wednesday nights, we get inspired, Baruch Hashem, being together. What happens? Usually by Thursday night, by Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, whatever. So what happens? The Malachim and Shemaim say Zantza Tamar, right? Tamar is referred to Klal Yisrael. Chazal say, Ein Tamar El Yisrael. Tamar refers to Klal Yisrael. Then what happens? We tell our Yehuda, if you look at the deeper word of Yehuda, not the deeper word, just look at the word Yehuda. Yehuda has Hashem's name in it, right? Yud Hey and Vav Hey. Right? So we're playing a little acting game here. Anytime in the story it says Tamar, who does it refer to? Klal Yisrael. Anytime in the story it says Yehuda, it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? She should be burned. Klal Yisrael, they messed up. She should be burned. Zansa Tamar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, page 2, at the end of the day, thrown over the page, she says at the end of the day, you messed up, she messed up, she's got to pay for it. She's going to get punished. Look at the bottom error over here. What happens? We tell the Rabbeinu Shalom, at the end of the day, Tamar says, Hakan elami hachosemes v'apsilim, right? What's a chosemes v'apsilim? You guys know the Chanukah story? They found the chosem of the Kohen Gadol on the Shemen, the signet, the stamp of the Kohen Gadol. And the psilim, the psil is a wick. Not just, it doesn't mean just the wraps.
Yeah.
It means the wicks. It means at the end of the day, this whole Chanukah story is mamish in this story over here. So what happens? Look at the underline. Hakunala miyachosemes. Klai Yisrael says back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the chasima. Look at the signet. Meramez al Hashem and shal neres Chanukah. Shayachos b'chos v'ashe kohen gadol v'apsil meramez al psil shal neres Chanukah. Right? When Tamar says this to Yehuda, right? When Klai Yisrael says this to Hashem, to who does this staff belong to? This signet and these psilim, the oil. It's really referring back to Chanukah. It's a remes to Chanukah in the Torah. At the end of the day, what the Bas Ayin really says is that Kadosh Baruch Hu takes credit. Galus is really hard. There's a lot of choshech, right? But the Medrash says in Bereishis, it's a lot of choshech. This thing, our grandparents, our great-grandparents didn't have 1 day of this thing in our lives. Not 1 day. And we think, oh, you read us, Adoros, you read us. My Rebbe Rav Weinberger said this week, and he says from all his farm, that we are going to be the generation to have bring Mashiach because no one in Jewish history ever had the nisyonos that we've had. They had the tests and the challenges. We are the ikav of the ikav. We're the bottom, we're the ikvas of Mashiach, we're the heel. You ever look at your heel, it's mamash torn up. But if you don't have your heel, the rest of the body has nothing. You can't walk. No? You can't walk without your heels.
Yeah.
Right? Let's say very practically. Right, we have two people who were in crutches last week. You can't put your heel down if you can't put pressure down.
Yeah.
The heel keeps the body up. We are the heel of Jewish history. The fact that we're able to come here on a Wednesday night and not watch the end of the Heat game. I would love to know who won the Heat game, 6:30 p.m. national TV. The fact that we're able to be good and be Jewish and keep the fire going, especially in Florida where it's not much the summer all year round.
Yeah.
And the taivas are everywhere. And we're able to stay strong. Kadosh Baruch Hu says at the end of the day, you're the one going to be Mashiach. And this is what he says here. Look at the bottom. Perish me mitzvahs ner chanukah she'on mekayim mitzvahs tzon chal kodesh. When we do the right things, we do the neres chanukah. Right, we're mamish minutes away from chanukah. He rises me first as anachem hochem rak acher tzon chal. We only want to do Hashem's will. Vachav chashuk b'tvuchem rak b'chav lo chas v'shalom. Lach mach she'anachem osim top line over here in the second column. V'am negam tzon chal hu rak mach masanal. Right, what happens? Sometimes we get carried away. Get carried away. Carried away by our Yitzhahara, carried away by our inner desires, by gullus. If you look at Hayom Yom, the Bava Trevi put together teachings from the past six Rebbe's. So every day I wake up in the morning, I try to do a little bit of Chabad Torah every day. Hayom Yom, my father got me this, and it's in English. Listen to what the Alter Rebbe said. The Alter Rebbe said, when he was entering a state of dvekus. Dvekus means that when he was a very spiritual place. And he said the following, I desire nothing. I don't want your Gan Eden. I don't want your world to come. I don't need your Olam Haba. I want nothing but you alone. I want nothing but you alone. Hashem, all I want is you. I don't care about the reward. I just want to be close to you. I just want to be one with you. That's exactly what the Basa Ayin is saying here. And now let's see how he says it in the Psukim. Vayomra Yehuda, and who's Yehuda? Third line down. Yehuda refers to Hashem. Habari Baruch Tzaruka Mimani. She's right. She's more righteous than me. Who's she? Klai Yisrael. Kivyocha Ani Chayev Ezeh. Chadosh Baruch says, I'm Chayev in this. I made Golas long. I'm making people Chas Hashem in Boker Aton in the past 2 years having to deal with terrible tragedies. It's my fault that people have lack of Emunah. Chadosh Baruch says, I'm taking the fall. Hainu Habari Baruch Moidelehem Shehem at Tzorkim. Kiani Rosh HaEmes Shehu Shehem at Vekim Rak Vi. I see their inner world. Their inner world is they want to do the right thing. But they're dealing with a lot of Golas, and Golas is very hard. And this could be a problem, this could be a challenge, and people who are sick could be a challenge, and people who have broken relations could be a challenge. Those are all challenges. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm taking it. It's on me. Mashem osim the prakim negar. And sometimes they do the wrong thing. Who rak machmes ki al kain lo nistadi l'shal l'bini. Because I didn't bring them home yet. I didn't bring them back to Yerushalayim. I didn't bring them back, but I see their inner essence. Kodesh Baruch Hu is that teacher in class who's able to see behind the action. Who's able to see the real person. Where is this person coming from? I see an action, but I see his inner essence. I see that there's good there. Like in fifth grade, I don't want to say any names. I was teaching in fifth grade. There was a kid, mamash, who drove me nuts. Mamash nuts, mamash nuts. I didn't see any good. I tried every day. I was diving out. Now the kid mamash is learning up a storm. We have to try to develop those eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those eyes of just looking and seeing the good. We have two options in our lives. To focus on the darkness, or to focus on the positive, and focus on the menorah, focus on the light. And focusing on the light within ourselves first, then we can focus on the light in others. And that's what the Sasana says. Sasana says, before you love others, who do you have to love? I said this like 3 times already in the past few weeks. Before you love others, we have to love yourself. If you don't love yourself, then you can't love others. The people that are usually the ones that are putting other people down are usually the people that feel negative feelings about themselves. It's posh. And I'm married to a social worker, so I know that very well.
It's a psychiatry.
Yeah, posh. You project. There it is. The doc saying.
On other people.
Yeah, so
you project
simple.
Project your low self-esteem onto other people.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. So we're going to read this whole story of Yehuda and Tamar. It changes your whole view of the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's been 3 months. Rosh Hashanah, it was Tishrei. It's a long time ago. Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. The things that happened just in the past three months. Let's just go through it. Eretz Yisrael, the things going on, all the rockets. Last week in Jersey City with the Jews of Hamas being killed.
Yeah.
Everything going on throughout every other day. There's another story in New York of another Shabbos and another swastika. There's so much going on. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I see the inner Vegas. I see that every Jew wants to do the right thing. Sometimes we get carried away. Just to end off with the Torah, one story. Rav Weinberger said this Torah once in Yeshiva night, this Shabbos from 6 years ago. When Yosef is, right, he's about to sin with Bas Potiphar. What happens? The Pasuk says, he grabbed hold of him, right? So the next Aliyah. What happens? And he runs outside. How did he stop himself from sinning with her? What happened? The Gemara says he saw an image of his father. And the Gemara says that nobody else will ever face the challenge that Yosef faced. No one ever would ever known. No one would ever know what Yosef did. And at the end of the day, why did Yosef, how is he victorious? Shenirlo demisti yugna sha'avi v'chul. He saw a vision of his father. He saw, Gemara says in Lamed Vav and Mabiz, he saw a vision of his father. Hypothetically, there could be Yaakov Avinu, but maybe we could say, and he said this from the Sfas Emes, our father is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef saw a Kadosh Baruch Hu believing in him. Sfas Emes really says he saw Yaakov. That he remembers all the 17 years of Yaakov told him, Yosef, you're going to be put into hard challenges sometimes in your life, but to know and to never forget that I believe in you, I believe in the good in you. And I'm always going to look to find the good in you. And in Mer Tashem, you should always remember the good within yourself. Maybe we can say on a deeper level, maybe, what does that mean? Sasama doesn't say this. Amit, maybe we could say this. That Yosef saw his ultimate father. He saw Kadosh Baruch Hu. He said, I believe in you, Yosef. And that came the clock for him to be able to run away. For Hashem, that Hashem saw, you're better than this. You're better than this. And that's why he's able to run out. There's a story that just came to mind before. But Rabbi Lezer Geldzahler, there's this kid in yeshiva who was mamish, not good. He was out for 3 weeks. He was in another yeshiva, and he called Rabbi Lezer, and he said, Rabbi, I'm in a very bad place. Very bad place. He said, stop right there. He said, I don't care what you've done the past 3 weeks. You've gone to Seder, you've stayed at home, Netflix, Hulu, whatever you've done.
Yeah.
You chilled, it's fine. Get back and get to the base of Midrash. Because once you start feeling good things about yourself, no one's going to ever notice. If you start wallowing away and feeling bad for yourself and just continue in the domino effect, you're just giving into the Yitzhahara. He says, I believe in you. I want you to get back to the base of Midrash and do the best. Do one thing at a time, take it one day at a time. And that Talmud said it changed his life. The Rebbe could have easily given him a sermon, could have easily made him feel bad and said, made him feel guilty, made him feel horrible. But he looked at the positive. He said, you have so much potential. Get back to the base of Midrash. Okay, so you missed a few weeks. No. Shkoyach, you had a little choshech in your life. Who doesn't have a little darkness? But you got to look at the menorah, look at the light, look at the candle. And that's really what the whole idea of the parsha is all about, the whole story of Yehuda and Tamar, the whole story of Yosef and Bas Potiphar. For us to be able to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the good in us, the more we look for the good in ourselves, and to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the menorah within us, then as Hashem, we'll live up to our potential of being that fiery menorah. As a mishpach, to be together, singing those words of Ki Karov Elecha, Yishlaim Yerkodesh Baruch Hashem.
One quick thing. Your generation, if you look at the cycle of Jewish history, is one of the most challenged generations, because whenever things got good, that's when the Jews assimilated the most. And as Jews are getting better and better in society in terms of our wealth, our coming into professions, that's where Jewish society collapses. You know, there's multiple cycles.
Yeah, when the Nazis are,
your generation has the biggest challenges of keeping it to go to the next generation.
It's a big challenge, but it's been a big opportunity.
Oh, yeah, it's a big opportunity. Yeah, I mean, people who came from Europe in the 50s and 60s, it was easier for them than it is for your generation, as he said, because what's dragging you away from Judaism is 10 times worse than it ever was. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But we all have a fight, fire.
Go.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's good.